patient's name. First name is William, W-I-L-L-I-A-M, as in Mary, last name Bicknell, B as in Bob, I-C-K-N as in Nancy, E-L-L. ID number is 12807. Date of birth is October the 10th, 1952. This is an office visit slash follow-up note and also a letter to Sharon. S as in Sam, H-A-R-O-N as in Nancy, mid initial S as in Sam, last name Marcus. I'm asking Mary, A-R-Q-U-E-S-M-D. As far as I got here, Dr. Marcus, I thought you would appreciate an update regarding Mr. Bicknell, pre-anexistropathy illness. Mr. Bicknell returns in follow-up regarding chronic findings of mild to moderate thrombocytopenia and suspected, S-U-S-P-E-C-T-E-D, suspected IPS in Tom, PS in poultry. And as far as I got, Mr. Bicknell continues to do fairly well, although he still persists with significant sweats. Again, a chronic finding, period. He denies any easy bruising, common gingival bleeding or epistaxis, period. There is no fever, common shaking chills, common very chin sweats, common weight loss or loss of appetite, except for sweats. A weight loss or loss of appetite, period. He offers no other flu-like symptoms except for sweats, period. He is unaware of any lymphadenopathy, period. There is no general malaise or fatigue, period. He denies abdominal pain, common nausea or vomiting, period. As far as the rest of the 14 systems review is non-contributory, period. Next paragraph. Medications reviewed and as noted in the chart, period. As far as physical examination, in general, he appears well, period. Next vital signs, blood pressure 124 over 80, pulse 64, respiration 16, temperature 97.2, weight 200. Next, H-E-E-N-T, pink conjunctiva and enicteric sclera, period. There is no petechiae involving the oral mucosa, period. Next, lymph nodes, N-O-N-E, non-palpable, in the cervical, comastrocavicular, comaxillary, or inguinal areas, period. Next, chest, not only percussion, period. Next, lungs, clear to auscultation, period. Next, abdomen, bowel sounds are normal, active, period. It is soft, coma, depressible, and non-tender, period. The liver and spleen are not palpable. Okay, next extremities, there's no edema or cyanosis, period. Next skin, there's no petechiae, coma, ecchymosis, or hematomas, period. Next paragraph, laboratory, number one, CBC site differential is completely normal, except for a platelet count of 73,000, period. Absolute lymphocytic count is normal with a value 1.591, and absolute neutrophil count of 1.814. Period. A comprehensive metabolic panel is also normal, period. Next number, LDH is normal with a value 159, folate above 24.0, and B12 of 1,070. Period. Next paragraph, pressure number one, chronic mild to moderate thrombocytopenia, semicolon stable, period. As mentioned before, the possibility of ITS in Pompeo's impulse is being considered versus less likely the possibility of low-grade myelodysplasia, period. At the end of the evaluation, the patient brings to my attention the past history of multiple sexual partners, which were very active. He wonders if any sexual transmitted diseases could present with the present scenario. I have explained to Mr. Bicknell that I'm not suspicious for such diseases. But again, HIV infection could be a possibility, period. Next, starting off prior recommendations, number one, continuous surveillance, period. Next number, CBC site differential, comma, comprehensive metabolic panel, comma, LDH, comma, B12, and folate levels 1 week before return, period. HIV test 1 week before return, period. Next number, I'll assess Mr. Bicknell in 4 months with the above results, period. Next paragraph, respectfully, Ricardo J. Quintero, Lachan, SMD. Oh, please, transcriptionist, make sure that I said Mr. Bicknell in every part of the dictation. I apologize for that. Thank you.